Welcome to Thinking Diva, Episode 1, Setting 5 Desires for 2013. Every January, we try to set goals for the new year. Many times these goals are never met because we set our expectations too high, lose interest, or become overwhelmed and give up. This year, rather than create goals, let's create desires. Let's not think of them as goals. Rather, let's think of them as desires, dreams, or aspirations. Let's start by choosing 5 things that we would like to accomplish this year. With these 5 things, let's remember not to have any worries about money, about what other people are going to think, or about anything else that might discourage you. In other words, these 5 things that you're going to choose are really just 5 desires that you would like to do before the end of the year. Choose 5 things that you know will bring you joy, just yourself. Throughout the course of the year, put the podcast on pause and take a few minutes to do this step now. Welcome back. Now that you have your list, write each item in the center of 1 piece of paper, so you'll have 5 pieces of paper total. They can be a single word or they could be a sentence. Do that now, and when you're done, push play to continue. Okay, now the fun starts. Now that you have each desire written on a separate piece of paper, start brainstorming what you think it would take to make those desires happen. Circle your desire in the center of the page. Now think of all the things that might connect to that desire, whether it be an emotion or what you need to do to have it happen. This exercise should be fun. Remember, this is something that brings you joy. Take the time to really put some thought into this. Whatever your desire is, it's within your reach. You just have to believe that it is. What will it take to make it happen? Who will you have to meet? What will you have to do? Where will you have to go? Really put some thought into this and make it fun. Remember, this is a desire that's going to bring you joy. Press pause now and get started. Take as much time as you need, and then come back when you're ready. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the process of brainstorming. You now have a map of how your year is going to start. You have 5 things that you're going to work on, 5 desires that are going to bring you joy, and you have all of the things on that page to get you started, so let's go. This is just one of many short podcasts that I hope will motivate you to want to make a difference in your own life. When I started Thinking Diva years ago, the idea was to share things that I've discovered in my life, good or bad, in hopes of helping others through my own discovery. One of my desires this year was to start a podcast, and this is my first attempt. I'm unsure of whether or not a 3 or 4 minute podcast can really make a difference in someone's life, but my hope is that maybe by you sitting down and taking the time to do the work, it'll give you some inspiration to begin the year right. I believe the older we get, the less we set goals. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe we lose our motivation. Maybe through life's happenings, things just aren't as fun as they used to be. But goal setting is very important in order for us to have something to look forward to. Rather than calling them goals, like I said before, let's start by calling them desires. If you desire something, chances are you're going to reach for it a little bit further than you would if it was just a goal. Let's start the year with some positive energy and some positive desires. I realize my first attempt at a podcast is probably very basic and very short, but as I get better at it, I'm hoping that I'll actually inspire you a little more each time. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please let me know. Leave a comment or let me know privately. I really want to inspire you to be a better person and to be a happier person. Life is what we make of it, what we do, what we accomplish, and who we touch. All matter, especially when we do it out of love. I'm working through the bumps, living with intention, love, and inspiration. Be sure to check out thinkingdiva.com on a regular basis and also to like our Facebook page. And as always, I'm sending love, and I hope that you'll pass it on. Until next time, Happy New Year, and let's make 2013 the best year yet.